This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The brother of rescued hostage Quad Farhan Al-Qadi was reunited with him on Tuesday. He told reporters, thanks to the people who prayed for us, that spoke to the whole world, to all the good people in the world. The 52-year-old is one of 8 hostages to be rescued alive and was the first to be rescued from underground, according to the Israeli military. Al-Qadi was one of 8 members of Israel's Arab Bedouin minority abducted on October 7th. He was working as a guard at a packing factory in one of several farming communities that came under attack. As Israel approaches the anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack that sparked the war in Gaza, the site of the Nova Music Festival has become a place of pilgrimage, Linda Gradstein reports.
Thomas Serfati came to the Nova site with a group from France.
Well, I wanted to see things with my own eyes, so back home I would be able really to better talk about it with some people, because like in America, in France, we have people that are adapting what happened, the horrors of what happened here.
The crowds of visitors include the Deputy Speaker of the Israeli Parliament, Nissim Vaturi, with a delegation from the ruling Likud party.
We come to look at these faces and to support the shout of Israel. And we saw this. This is the reason that we are fighting at Gaza.
Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Kibbutz Re'em, Israel.
A Pentagon spokesman said on Tuesday the Greek-flagged crude oil tanker recently attacked by Yemen's Houthis is still on fire in the Red Sea and now appears to be leaking oil. The Houthis, who control Yemen's most populous region, said they attacked it in the Red Sea as the Iran-aligned group has been attacking ships.